to our series where we talk with the kiddos of St. Mark's, Wisdom with Kids from St. Mark's. So today I have the honor of interviewing one of the most exciting, energetic people at St. Mark's. Will you tell me your name and how old you are?
My name is Jonathan, and I am 9 and a half.
So, okay. What is one thing that you do every day?
I usually try and read at least a chapter every day of any book. I listen to my mom read the Bible every day.
And what book are you reading right now?
I'm reading The Magician's Elephant by Kate DiCamillo.
She's a great writer.
Yeah.
What's your favorite book that she has written?
Flora and Ulysses.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, when this is all done and we are finally all back together, you'll have to tell us all about that book. So that's really
cool. Okay. Okay.
What is something important that you want the grown-ups all around you to know?
It's a hard question. I mean, if you have kids, play with them. If they want to play Ninjago or Paw Patrol or their favorite show or movie or something, play with them. I feel like that is how kids get comforted most. And if you don't have kids, do something that you like doing, like watch something or play a game, call your friends, or do that kind of stuff.
That seems like really, really good advice to all of us, I think. What is something that you want people at St. Mark's to know?
Even though we are in quarantine, lockdown, whatever you want to call it, you can still get together with your friends, like organize a Zoom meeting or find a time when you can call them or FaceTime them. And you can still connect with coffee hour and all the great stuff that you guys are doing. So, like, do like a Facebook Live video watch thing, watch party, and do like a church service or something. I mean, so we can still get together even if it's not in person.
More wise advice from you, Jonathan, as always. All right, the last question that I'm going to ask you is, where will you go first when it is safe for you to go there?
Probably church. And just so you know, if you're a hugger, I'm going to want to hug you.
I think lots of people miss those hugs. Okay. Jonathan, thank you for taking time to visit and to share some of your wisdom with us, with St. Mark's, and with everyone who's going to listen to this.